Your North Iowa news continues on your Wednesday, March 26. Chris Berg filling in for Mark Pitts. A three-month investigation into stolen cattle has uncovered two decades of fraudulent meatpacking practices in northeastern Iowa. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says 59-year-old Ethan Geyer Jr. of Elgin was arrested on March 18th for first-degree fraudulent practice, a Class C felony, and two counts of second-degree theft, a Class D felony. He also faces one count of meat and poultry license violations, though Fayette County Sheriff's Office says the investigation is ongoing and more charges may be filed. According to court documents, the investigation of Geyer began after the Fayette County Sheriff's Office received a report of the theft of a Holstein steer on January 14th. The victim claimed Geyer came to his farm near Elgin last October, gutted and skinned the steer, and left with the meat for processing. But a month later, the victim ordered his cuts of meat, but after a few more weeks, he had not received his meat, with Geyer ignoring multiple calls and two letters from the victim. A compliance check by an Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship officer learned all the meat had gone bad, and the victim was out of the steer, valued at over $2,400. On February 13th, another victim reported similar dealings with Geyer to the Fayette County Sheriff's Office, that they had not received their meat from a steer he butchered for them in August of 2023. That victim's steer was valued at $1,400. Further investigation alleges that on or about 2005 through February of 2025, Geyer operated an establishment other than a food establishment without first obtaining a license from IDALS, or IDALS, to operate a meat and poultry slaughter operation in Elgin. Investigators say Geyer admitted he was engaged in the slaughter, packing, and distribution of beef and swine for the past 20 years. In a written statement, Geyer further admitted slaughtering and processing of 150 beef and 500 swine, with total sales of almost $190,000. He also failed to have meat food products inspected. Fayette County Sheriff's Office was also assisted by the Iowa Meat and Poultry Inspection Bureau. A Butler County man is facing an OWI charge after he allegedly drove his pickup down the wrong side of the road. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says they received a report of a wrong-way driver traveling north from Nashua on the southbound lane of Highway 218 shortly before 3 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Their investigation led to the arrest of 48-year-old Aaron Hansen of Green for OWI and driving on the wrong side of a two-lane highway. According to the criminal complaint, when Floyd County Sheriff's Office deputies came upon Hansen's Chevrolet Silverado near the intersection of Highway 218 and 230th Street, southwest of Charles City, he did not yield and continued traveling on the wrong side of the highway. Hansen's pickup was eventually stopped at the 227-mile marker on Highway 218. Field sobriety testing determined Hansen to be operating under the influence, with a data master at the Floyd County Jail measured a sample of his breath with blood alcohol content of 0.145%, almost twice the legal limit of 0.08. Hansen is scheduled for a preliminary hearing April 14th in Floyd County District Court. Work to replace a Northeast Iowa bridge is scheduled to start next month. The New Hampton Construction Office of the Iowa DOT says crews will remove and replace the Highway 3 bridge over the Maquoketa River in southeastern Fayette County, about 1.7 miles east of Iowa 187. Iowa 3 will remain open to traffic during this project, with temporary traffic signals to assist your travel through the work zone. There will be a 12-foot lane width restriction during the first stage of the construction. During the second stage, a 10-foot 6-inch lane width restriction will be in place. Work is to begin Tuesday, April 1st, and continue until late October, all weather pending. And the NIAC John Papa John Entrepreneurial Center hosted the Everyday Entrepreneur Pitch Competition last week. The Everyday Entrepreneur program is sponsored in conjunction with the National Association of Community College Entrepreneurships, helping to provide access to entrepreneurial education and funding for students to take their business from an idea to a thriving enterprise. This innovative event offers vital assistance to student entrepreneurs by helping them craft their initial business models, refining their pitching skills, and gain access to invaluable mentoring and funding opportunities. The winners include first place Josh Hansen, the American Rust Guard of Mason City, with a $1,250 prize. Coming in second place was Christopher Madsen, Blast Off Power Washers of Northwood, with a $750 prize. Third place was Caleb Renner, the Renner Ag Solutions of Clemmie, with a $500 prize. And Holden Mathis came in fourth place with Mathis Seed Speed Shop of Monona with a $500 prize. Honorable mentions include Casey Zuhl of St. Ansgar, Jesus Jores, and Justin Rivera, both of Clear Lake, and Ansel Ramirez of Hampton, along with Carlene Roberts of Mason City. The judging panel included Matt Curtis of Wayne Ski and Cycle of Mason City, Kathy Rottinghouse of First Citizens Bank in Charles City, and Molly Watson of Homestyle in Clear Lake. The top three winners of the NIAC Everyday Entrepreneur Pitch Competition will advance to the GPEC, or the JPEC Student Entrepreneur Summit to be held at NIAC, coming up April 11th and April 12th. That is your North Iowa News for your Wednesday, March 26th. For these stories and more, find them on our station websites at kchanews.com and 951thebull.com.